All right, so a big topic today is guns and gun control. Lately, there's been a lot of school shootings and hubbub about whether or not guns should be banned, or if certain guns should be banned, and a whole bunch of fuss like that. And me personally, I believe that guns shouldn't be banned, nor should certain kind of guns be banned, because it's not the gun's problem. Guns aren't the people out, aren't just stepping up and going around killing people. If they could, then the world would be a weird place. But that's not the case. It's the people behind the gun that causes all this mayhem and destruction and death. If we were to put more effort into our background checks, or be more thorough with them for that matter, then have the people that have guns that are planning to do something like that, or already have done something like that, wouldn't have done it, and it would have been avoided. So everybody's saying that AR-15s or semi-auto weapons, anything that's not bolt action, should be banned. That's ridiculous. Because even if they were to ban the guns, it'll all get imported just like all the other illegal drugs that are banned. And I have my buddy here, Austin, to make some pretty good points as well.
Thank you for having me, Anthony. It's a real honor to be here, and I too share your point on gun control. It is kind of a thing that we like to believe would keep us safe, as in other countries have done, like Australia, a good example of a country that's gotten rid of guns, although if you look at the statistics, their overall violence has gone up. Obviously, their gun violence would go down if nobody's allowed to have one, but the problem is, they are an isolated country surrounded only by water. We have two very large countries, that could easily import illegal guns into this country. So, who would stop that?
Exactly.
What law would stop that?
Nothing, because heroin, coke, those other drugs...
It easily gets into this country every day.
People die from illegal drugs more than anything else.
But they're illegal.
So how do
they have them?
Exactly, they get imported, just as guns will, if we tried to ban guns. That's not going to fix anything, because even if they say they do ban guns, we have no guns. Now, they're going to get imported.
Obviously, the criminals are still going to have guns.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was going to say. They would just get imported, and criminals will have the guns, then regular people like us can't defend ourselves against somebody with a gun, because we don't have one.
I mean, just look at it. Murder is illegal, but it still happens.
Exactly, whether it's a gun or a knife, it still happens. So there's nothing we can say nor do to fix that besides stopping the problem at the source, which is usually either at home or in schools, because it's not, you don't see a gun and be like, oh man, I'm going to go kill people. No, there's something that gets you to that point, whether it's you having problems at home or people in school picking on you and stuff like that, to the point where you feel like it's as if you have to kill somebody over it, though that's a ridiculous thing to do, it still happens. So instead of trying to X out guns, do something at home. Get into a kid's life and try to fix something, or either solve issues in school so they're not driven to that point, because it's not the gun's fault.
Another problem would be, we are looking at these shooters and we think they killed a bunch of people, they are inhuman monsters with no emotions. No, they are still human beings. No matter how terrible they do it, they still think like a person. Why do they switch to that though? Why don't we help them? Why don't we ever like ask them, why? Why did you do it?
Right.
What could have been done?
They don't do anything after the fact to figure out why they did it. They just think, okay, they're crazy. It's the gun's fault.
If they didn't have a gun, they wouldn't do it. But do you honestly believe that?
Right. It's not because they had a gun that they decided to kill. I'm a gun owner. We have guns in my house.
I would never kill them.
It would never cross my mind to be like, okay, let me kill them, regardless of how mad somebody makes me. I'm not going to be like, all right, let me pick up this gun, take it to school, and kill kids.
I don't even want to fight people that make me mad.
Right.
I'd rather just talk it out.
Exactly. So it's not the fact that it's a gun that makes you do that or anything else like that. It's not the gun's fault whatsoever. And I will stress that, and I can't stress that enough. It is not the gun's fault. It is the people that get the guns. Not necessarily even their fault. It's just the situations that they get put in and nobody does anything about.
One of these other terrible problems, this propaganda, these trigger words that like they put AR-15 in those people's minds, like as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh my gosh, it's terrible, it's this assault rifle, even though the AR does not stand for assault rifle in its name. Like, we just watched that movie Death Wish. They like have a fake news thing go on for the movie, you know, about how there was a mass shooting and they're like, AR-15s, AR-15s, AR-15s. Like, yeah, we get it. That's one type of gun that people use. It's semi-auto and it can be turned into auto. But at the same time, there's a lot of guns like that, but nobody's talking about them because they don't look like a military gun. Even though the AR-15 is not a military gun, they have never used it.
It has the hard shell of a nice tactical weapon. It looks like it could be used military. It could be militarized, but it's not. It's not a military issued gun whatsoever. It's just like a standard, just as if it was a pistol, pretty much, but in a longer form. It's semi-automatic, just like every average pistol that every gun owner has, and it just looks scary. That's it.
Another thing. Automatic weapons. People say we shouldn't have them. You can't. They are illegal. Automatic weapons are completely illegal and you cannot purchase them.
Yeah, and even back in the day, in like the 50s, or a little before the 50s, somewhere around that time, they didn't have any gun laws. You just had a gun and that was the gun you had.
And when they made gun laws, people were like, well, they didn't plan on us using these. It's like, you're really going to tell me that the founders of this country were so dumb that they didn't expect people to invent new guns.
Exactly. And even like back then when they did have guns, people had like Tommy guns and stuff like that. I'm saying like when the gun laws weren't like as hardcore as they are now.
But when they were
first
made,
there weren't a lot of like deaths because of guns. Well, not as much as there are now because everybody's going on this whole outrage and doing all this other stuff. But there weren't as many deaths then by the gun as there are now.
Further proof is when the founders did make the gun law, there was an automatic gun. The pepper box hand cannon.
Yep.
The multi-barreled pistol, it could shoot so many bullets in like one pull of the trigger.
Exactly. So, putting ban on and restrictions on guns now.
Obviously, now that there's a bunch of mass shootings now automatic guns are illegal, than before they were completely fine. It's obviously it's not the gun law's fault. It's obviously something else. Is it our education? Could be. Is it the way we treat mental issues? Possibly.
They normalize mental issues, and then that's what everybody relies on when something bad happens.
Everybody's on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram saying, like, oh, I have depression. Give me attention. Give me attention. And there's real people that have real issues, and they're like, if I just say something, everybody's going to be like, join the club. Even though you're not. You really do have a problem.
It's normalized in today's society, and every teenager wants to say they're depressed or something like that.
Like, I have bipolar disorder. That doesn't mean I'm going to shoot up the school.
Right, and I have anger issues and depression. I don't feel like going and then killing everybody in my school. Though people do make me unreasonably angry, and sometimes I just switch everything off. Doesn't mean I'm going to turn around and come back into the school and kill everybody. So, it's not the gun. I own guns, I have anger issues, and I have depression. That does not give me the urge whatsoever to go and kill anybody.
We need to look at something else.
And, thank you for joining us in today's episode. Hopefully you guys come back again. See you soon.